Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we continue to feature the men of Motown, starting with the Motown solo artist Lionel Richie. In addition to Lionel, we'll hear from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Michael Jackson, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, first up, Lionel's number four song from 1983, You Are. Well, You Are was written by Lionel and his then-wife, Brenda Harvey Richie. It appears on a self-titled debut solo album, which came out in 1982. Released as a follow-up single to his number one hit song, Truly, You Are reached top five on three major Billboard charts. On Billboard's Hot 100, it spent 2 weeks at number four in early 1983. It peaked at number two in the Rhythm Blues chart and spent 6 weeks at number one in the Adult Contemporary chart. In the United Kingdom, the song reached number 43 on the British pop charts. Before achieving popularity for its own music, singer Richard Marx was a studio musician who can be heard singing backup vocals on You Are, as well as some other songs from Richie's debut album. Well, here is Lionel with You Are, right here on Motown Memories.
So much love, all I want. Memories with Tom Fallon. Great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Junior Rock and the All-Stars with a great song called Do You See My Love For You Growing? They reached number 32 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970, and that was his last top 40 single. Before that, we heard from Lionel Richie, Dancing in the Ceiling, number 2 from 1986, and we started with Lionel's You Are, number 4 from 1983. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature the men of Motown for the balance of this hour. Well, we're alternating between a solo male artist and a male group. Well, coming up, the second of two songs from Junior Rock and the All-Star, one of his signature tunes, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? Well, Junior Walker was born Audrey DeWalt Nixon in Blytheville, Arkansas, and he grew up in South Bend, Indiana. His saxophone style, of course, was the anchor for the band's overall sound. Interestingly enough, What Does It Take to Win Your Love was rejected in a Motown quality control meeting. But radio DJs made the track popular, forcing Motown to release it as a single, whereas it reached number 4 on the Hot 100 and number 1 on the Rhythm & Blues charts. From that time on, Walker sang more on the records than earlier in his career, and he had several more top 10 R&B hits over the next few years. In 1979, Junior Walker went solo, and he was signed to Norman Whitfield's Whitfield Records label, but he was not as successful as when he was with the All-Stars in his Motown period. Well, here is What Does It Take to Win Your Love right here on Motown Memories.
Show her that.
Michael Jackson, a song that reached number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971, and it was his first solo release, Got to Be There. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, also number 4 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we feature the men of Motown, alternating between a solo artist and a male group. Well, coming up, the second of two songs from Michael Jackson. We heard the first solo release on the Motown record label. Here is the last release on the Motown record label, Just a Little Bit of You. Well, Just a Little Bit of You was taken from the 1975 album called Forever Michael. The album was Jackson's fourth, released when he was just 16 years old. Well, Just a Little Bit of You became Jackson's biggest solo hit in 3 years, coming in at number 23 on the U.S. pop singles and number 4 on the soul singles chart. It was produced by Brian Holland. And here is Michael, Just a Little Bit of You, right here on Motown.
Power, your love can heal. Can't no doctors remedy.
of Motown Memories. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Hour will feature the men of Motown. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at motownmemories.com. That's motownmemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.